Trump ends Operation Choke Point 2, declaring war on crypto. Over President Trump said he has ended the war on crypto once and for all by terminating Operation Choke Point 2, the name the industry gave to an alleged campaign to pressure U.S. banks into dropping crypto clients. The statement was circulated by CoinMarketCap on August 20, 2026, and frames the move as the formal close of the enforcement-driven banking squeeze that dogged the sector for years. The declaration landed in a strong tape. As of August 20, 2026, Bitcoin traded at $6,997, up 7.6% over 24 hours, while Ether jumped 17.8% to $2,250, according to CoinMarketCap market data. Solana rose 9.7% and XRP added 9.5% on the day. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 55, a neutral reading, so the rally was not running on euphoria alone. The banking squeeze crypto called Choke Point 2 operation. Choke Point 2 is an industry label, not an official program. It refers to a pattern crypto executives described through 2023 and 2024, banks quietly closing accounts for exchanges, stablecoin issuers, and payment firms, allegedly under informal pressure from regulators wary of the sector. Founders reported losing banking relationships with little explanation, and several pointed to guidance from bank supervisors as the cause. The original Operation Choke Point was a real Justice Department initiative from the Obama era that discouraged banks from serving legal but disfavored businesses like payday lenders and firearms dealers. Crypto borrowed the name to describe what it saw as the same tactic applied to digital assets. Regulators denied running any coordinated debanking effort. The label stuck anyway because the account closures were widespread and hard to explain otherwise. Trump's statement treats that campaign as settled fact and claims credit for shutting it down. The White House has spent 2026 rolling back Biden-era crypto supervision, so the announcement fits a longer pattern rather than arriving out of nowhere. Banking access is the real prize. Losing a bank account sounds mundane, next to a hack or a token collapse, but for a payments company, it is closer to a death sentence. Card programs, on-ramps, and off-ramps all depend on a bank willing to hold fiat, settle transactions, and move money to card networks. When that relationship disappears, the product stops working regardless of how good the technology is. That is why banking access matters more to the crypto card sector than almost any other regulatory question. A crypto card is only as reliable as the fiat rails behind it. Providers that lean on stablecoin spending still touch the banking system at the point where a merchant gets paid in local currency. Stablecoin card top-ups alone crossed $1 billion in a single month for the first time this summer, and every dollar of that flow needs a bank somewhere in the chain to clear. Easier banking could lower a real barrier for U.S. issuers. Kraken only opened its Crack card to U.S. customers this month after issuing 135,000 cards abroad, and much of the caution around U.S. launches has come from banking and compliance friction rather than demand. A friendlier posture toward crypto banking removes one reason providers held domestic products back, a political claim, not a signed rule. The important caveat, this is a presidential statement, not a statute or a finalized rule. Terminating an informal supervisory posture is not the same as passing a law that stops it from returning under a future administration. Durable protection would come from legislation, which is exactly the fight playing out in Congress right now. The Clarity Act is heading for a September Senate vote, with a cloture vote set for September 15th and the White House pushing hard for it. That bill, alongside the earlier Genius Act on stablecoins, is where lasting market structure rules would be written. Senator Ruben Gallego warned on August 20th that rushing the Clarity vote could set the legislation back, a reminder that even a supportive administration cannot guarantee a clean path through the Senate. A statement from the executive branch can be reversed by the next one. A law is harder to unwind. For now, the practical read is straightforward. The signal to banks is that serving crypto clients no longer invites regulatory heat, which should widen access for exchanges, issuers, and card programs that spent the last 2 years scrambling for banking partners. The market reaction, with major assets up high, single to double digits on the day, suggests traders took the message seriously.